Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We have never seen anything like the coronavirus. It's been infecting countries all over the world, and I guess that reminds us that we live in an interconnected global economy. This virus is an infectious disease that knows no borders. I am impressed how Americans, rich and poor, rural and urban, even Republicans and Democrats, have come together to defend our nation against a common threat. I am not suggesting, though, that we don't have any political conflicts. But the Senate last week passed a $2 trillion stimulus package on a unanimous vote, Republicans and Democrats standing together. And this is a war, and we must fight it. President Trump says that we will need another month of lockdown. There's talk of one more stimulus package. President Trump is joining with Speaker Nancy Pelosi to pass a very big and bold infrastructure bill as a component of the next coronavirus relief legislation. I guess we need to spend money to get our jobs and economy back to where it was. Another subject, very vital to the ag industry, we need workers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is cheering the State Department because they just announced changes to the H-2A and H-2B visa programs. They will authorize temporary visas that without in-person interviews, and that will dramatically speed up the process. We need the workers now as a planting crop season is at hand. There's been a lot of concern about making sure that food gets to the consumer. Families are getting their food from grocery stores or having it delivered. In many cities, the restaurants are closed except for takeout. Consumers have been buying 70% more meat in March than before. And still, meat prices in the last 3 weeks have dropped 3.5%. So what is going on? Senator Grassley has called for an antitrust investigation into the beef industry. It's been a surprise to me to watch the pork prices for my pigs. They keep going down. Of course, I realize one problem is that we have too many market pigs and calves, especially pigs. We have 4.3% more than last year. So hang on and let's ride. Until next week. I am John Block from Washington.